Blog Talk Radio.
Just touch somebody and tell them the Lord is blessing me.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold.
I'm your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. But rather, Gospel Gold is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. When our ancestors first came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, people who have overcome adversity. It tells the story of a people who reached deep down in the heart of God, chosen people. Gospel Gold is a program that comes on every Monday night, and we bring you the very best in what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means you can go back to the Gospel Gold program at any time. Click on the link that you would like to hear, and that link will come up, and you can hear that program in Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is brought to you by Faith That Lives Ministry and by great listeners like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App, Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to reach us through email, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. If you would like to listen to us or talk to us in the studio tonight, you can do so. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call in and you can speak directly to us in the studio. It is our tradition each Monday night before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another new episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we pray in your precious name. Amen. We have a great program for you tonight. I'm going to come back right after this and introduce that program for tonight.
with what I said to him. The storm is raging. It was rough, Jim. All around, I knew what was happening. Satan was trying. He was trying to take me down. But this is what I said. Go back. Kill me. I told him, God, I do you will.
Reverend Charles Nix Jr. and the St. James Baptist Church Choir. It is choir night here on Gospel Gold, and we have featured many choirs. We know that there are a lot of choirs out here. We're just so glad to be able to come to you with these choirs, these great choirs that we have had throughout the time of our people recording. Of course, the choir sound is the sound of the African-American church. Many of the other recordings for groups and quartets were mostly radio, but it's the choir sound that really brings home the African-American church. It was through work songs and field hollers. This is where these songs come from. And tonight I wanted to bring to the forefront Reverend Charles Hercules Nix, whose song you just heard, Hold Back Tonight, Hold Back the Night. He was born July 18, 1941. Of course, he was an African-American gospel musician and former pastor, organist, and accompanist of St. James Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. Reverend Nix released his first musical project in 1985. It was called Come Unto Jesus. It was released under the Sound of Gospel recording label. He would release some albums while he was still alive, but most of his albums were released after he was after he passed. Many of his albums reached the Billboard magazine gospel album chart. Those all got released by Sound of Gospel Recording Company, and those were Free Spirit Volume 2, St. Louis at East Street, St. Louis chapter of the Music Workshop of America, and the Unforgettable Years. Reverend Nix was born, again, as I said, July 18, 1941, in Lincoln, Nebraska, to Reverend Charles Hercules Nix Sr. and Elise Nix, his mother, a pianist, which they named him after her father. His mother was a great influence in his life early on. She gave him the impetus to learn to play the organ, and he did so very aggressively and very assertively. He would become the organist of his father's church at the age of 16. Reverend Charles H. Nix Jr. became pastor of that same church later on in 1972. As I said before, he was married to Miss Lucille Nix at the time of his death. He died of congestive heart failure in Detroit Sinai Grace Hospital. Reverend Nix had a sister by the name of Beverly Nix, who lives in Los Angeles, California. Reverend Charles Hercules Nix passed on July 28, 1988. I wanted to bring this great man of the gospel to the forefront for the great work that he has done in the gospel recording industry, and particularly in the church. So I want to play a few of his songs tonight. Oh, Give Thanks. Then he has a wonderful rendition of the Lord's I Want to Play after that. Reverend Charles Nix Jr. and the St. James Missionary Baptist Church Choir.
Oh, I thank the Lord.
Reverend Charles Nix Jr. and the St. James Missionary Baptist Church Choir. It's choir night, and you're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Another sound of the African-American church that I think we would be remiss if we did not notice, take note of, and that's Dr. Jonathan Greer II, gospel organist, choir director, church leader. Dr. Jonathan Greer was born June the 4th, 1942, to Bishop Jonathan Greer Sr. and Vanella Thompson Greer. The young Jonathan grew up in his father's Chicago church, Light of the World United Church of Christ, a denomination founded by his grandfather, Bishop G.G. Greer Sr. Reverend Greer followed his father's footsteps by becoming a musician, accompanying church services on the organ, and later by entering the ministry. His two albums of organ instrumentals, of gospel songs and hymns and spirituals, was released on Nashboro Records in 1968 and 1970. He even accompanied WLEC disc jockey Bill Hoss Allen on organ for the latter's Creed Records collection of inspirational reflections. Reverend Greer first recorded for Savoy Records in 1977. Recorded live in Nashville, Tennessee, featured the inspirational choir of the Pentecostal Tabernacle Church of God in Christ, Reverend Greer, founded in Nashville. Soloists on the album included Michael Henderson, Marva Stocks, also featuring Bobby Jones and New Life singers, Emily Harris, and fellow organist Novella Williams. That same year, Reverend Greer left Pentecostal Tabernacle to assume the pastorship of Jones Avenue Church of God in Christ in Atlanta, succeeding its longtime leader, Bishop George Bailey, who passed in 1975. Reverend Greer changed the name of the church to Cathedral of Faith Church of God in Christ and inaugurated a regular television broadcast of its worship service. In 1979, Reverend Greer and the church shows a blessing, Showers of Blessing Choir, supported Dorothy Norwood on her two discs album for Savoy called Mountain Climbers. The title track of He's Worthy, Reverend Greer's 1990 Savoy album with the Cathedral of Faith Choir, showcased the troupe's full-throated sound and a rhythm section propelled by bass guitar. Not only did the album earn a Grammy nomination, it also introduced vocalist LaShawn Pace to the ears of Savoy executives. Her lead vocals on Kelvin Knox's The House of the Lord so impressed the Reverend Milton Bingham, director of Savoy Records at the time, that he signed her as a solo artist in 1991 and her sisters, the Anointed Pace Sisters, the following year. Reverend Jonathan Greer and the Cathedral of Faith Choir recorded another album for Savoy, Just Jesus, in 1990. It featured the choir singing classical gospel songs such as Love Lifted Me, Jesus That's My King, Just to Behold His Face, and the title track. In 2015, Reverend Greer, now bishop, served as senior pastor of Atlanta Divine Love Fellowship Church, recorded Just Jesus on an independent label during that time. And he also produced, that album was also produced by Dorothy Norwood in August 31, 2019. I wanted to bring this great man to the forefront. He has done great work in the gospel recording industry. Again, he is another great sound of the African-American church. So we are talking about the African-American church and that sound with Choir Night tonight. Here is Dr. Jonathan Greer, the Cathedral of Faith, Church of God in Christ Choir.
I was just a little lad, about 7 years old, sitting in Memphis, Tennessee, at our National Convocation of the Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of the late Bishop C.H. Mason. And they used to come on the air, the National Convocation, with this song, Just Jesus, every night. And I remember that all the way up until now. Because when I look around at everything else, it's just Jesus. It ain't about Jonathan Greer. It's not about the choir. It's not about Cathedral Faith Family. It's not about you. It's just Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have no essence, no importance. And that's why I said tonight, you got to recognize when it all boils down, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. Just Jesus. Come on, choir. Let's praise him. Just Jesus. You're a burner, and you get a little despondent. You don't know which way to go. Let the hand of Jesus lead you, and the way to you he'll show. Call his name way in the midnight. Call his name. God, I come in this land of strife, this land of strife and woe. I am pleading for your mercy and your spirit. You'll give, I know. When I'm pressing the high mark of a calling, sometimes rising. Just Jesus. That's all that counts, just Jesus.
like Jesus.
Just Jesus.
He makes a difference tonight.
Just Jesus.
Not the pocketbook.
Just Jesus.
Not your houses and land.
Just Jesus.
Not your fame or fortune.
Dr. Jonathan Gear and the Cathedral of Faith Church of God in Christ. You're listening to Gospel Go on Blog Talk Radio. One of the reasons why we chose this medium to come through, although a lot of people are into videos and a lot of people want to see videos, but one of the reasons why we chose internet radio is because internet radio is so accessible. You can listen to Gospel Go while you're driving. You can listen to Gospel Go while you're working at home or in your office. You can even listen to Gospel Go and share it with other friends. You can also download Gospel Go and share it with friends and family. So this is the reason why we chose this medium to come through, internet radio. In a time where everybody wants to do videos, everybody wants to be on YouTube, we wanted to stay true to the sound and stay true to the craft. So we went with internet radio. Tell somebody about Gospel Go. Here is Bishop Dottie Graves, his 1988 album. Bishop Dottie Graves of Fayetteville, North Carolina. So far, I've weathered the storm.
Come on, lift your hands if you're glad that God brought you this far. The word of God, so far I've weathered the storm. So far I've weathered the storm. Many are the afflictions of a righteous man, but so far I've weathered the storm.
So far. Oh,
Well, church, it looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. And don't forget to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App, Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Also, you can contact us by email, gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a comment for the program, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. We would love to hear from you. Contact us through gospelgold@songwriter.net, or you can leave a comment on the Facebook page. We pray that you will have a great week, that you will join us next Monday night for another new edition of Gospel Gold. So until we see you next Monday night, God bless you is our desire. Dr. Jonathan Greer, The House of the Lord.
If it were not so, Jesus.